welcome to this Sunday morning meeting podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. Today's message is by Paul Abel.
Anyway, I want to wish you all a Happy New Year. How many other people have you wished Happy New Year to? Lots and lots and lots. You have to play the Happy New Year game, don't you? And you have to try and remember, did I see you before? Did I wish you Happy New Year before? Oh no, so I mustn't do it again. I don't know why you can only do it once, but some people are very strict on that. It should only be the once. So I don't know how many times. Happy New Year, Eileen. Happy New Year, Eileen. Happy. Happy. New. New. Year. Year. New. Happy. Anyway. Because about this time, you know, I got the spare ones down here. There we go. About a year ago, well, exactly a year ago, in January, God gave us a word. You remember it was the 3-year word? And I don't know, there's always something, I don't suppose God really particularly works in years, but, you know, he invented them, I guess, so maybe he does. But it's a fresh sort of, let's go. Being in Kingdom Faith, we tend to have two sort of fresh let's goes, because we have another one in September, so we get in 2 years in one. But that's good, because it's double the anointing. Anyway, so this is the beginning of a new year, and the word God gave us then was the word about the 3 years. Do you remember? And I was seeking the Lord, you know, for a word, and off and on, particularly this week, I've been saying, Lord, give me a word. And you know what? The only word I could get was Happy New Year. And I'm thinking, oh God, you're having the laugh of me here, aren't you? You know. I know, 3-year plans, that sounds biblical. You know, nice scripture references, that's good stuff. Not Happy New Year. But that was the word. I mean, the word he really gave me to focus on was happy. But before we get there, I just want you to go back a year. Not physically, because that's a bit tricky. But if we just have a quick look at that word, because I think it's important we remind ourselves of what God is saying. We're not... Too many people are always searching for a new word, and they don't act on the one that God's already given them. Amen? We've got to act on what God gives us. So this was a word God gave us. It's more a taking hold of what he said and a more of watching what he's doing, really. Anyway, this will be the sign for you, O Hezekiah, it starts off. It was from 2 Kings chapter 19. It was verse 29 it started in. So it was a sign for us in Kingdom Faith Yorkshire, a sign that God is blessing us, a sign that God is doing something. This year, which was 2008, I believe, you will eat what grows by itself. God said, you will see fruit where you've done nothing. How many people like reward where you've done nothing? Oh, some of you like to really work for it, do you? Some of you feel a little bit guilty if God just gives you something. It's called grace. We can get excited when God just gives us something. Anyway, he said that we would reap where we haven't sown. And so he said that people would be added to the church that where we haven't even done anything. Okay, it didn't mean we weren't going to do anything at all, but it meant that God was just going to... There was a work of grace in 2008. Well, the good news is it continues in 2009. And the second year, what springs from that? In other words, from the fruit that's been growing will grow more fruit. There will be increase. Amen? Amen? Anybody going for increase? Yes. I think you're still full of Christmas pudding. I've never known you lot so quiet. Except Eileen. Hallelujah. Are you going to respond? You know, you get a much better word when you give me a bit of encouragement up here. Yeah? Hallelujah. So the second year, you're saying, well, we heard this a year ago. We can turn on Sky Telly if we want the repeat. Anyway, the second year, what springs from that? But in the third year... Sow and reap, plant vineyards and eat their fruit. So we've got a year of fruitfulness in 2008, a year of increasing fruitfulness in 2009. And where we take hold of God's word is if there's anything happening that is contrary to the word that God has given, we speak God's word over it. Amen? And we speak increase. Now, this is a time of economic downturn, we're told. Well, stuff the economic downturn. We speak increase over our church. Now, physically, I look at the accounts for the last 2 months, and Richard tells me, you know, they're not as good. Well, no, they're not as good at all. But I don't care. 2009 is increase in all areas. Amen? God has blessed us significantly in 2008. If you look at what has been flowing in, I mean, it's not just financially, obviously, don't get me wrong. But it's not just... not just a small increase. What God has done amongst us has been amazing in terms of financially, spiritually. Do you realize last year was the year that God released all that flow of miracles and healings, and the fresh oil came upon the church, and the church began to move in revival. You know, I like the fact that Ian Andrews at Faith Camp had heard about Kingdom Faith in Scarborough. Amen. I like the fact that Scarborough in the UK is being talked about in the United States because Amen. God is doing yes, something yes, there. Yes. Amen. And that was 2008, and this is now 2009. And it's going to be increased again. I mean, Pastor Dr. Maloney is coming back in 2009. He's not going to do the same thing again. There's going to be increase. Because I don't know about you, I love miracles, but I want to see more.
Yes.
Amen. There's been a lot of sickness around, hasn't there, this Christmas and stuff. How about a Christmas where no one of us is sick? You know, we don't have to have the flu and the diarrhea and everything else that's been going around. Amen. Kate's been suffering with it, but what do? We take hold of the word and we stand against it.
Yes.
Amen. It's easy for me to say I've been all right. It's always much harder to say it when you haven't, isn't it? I have been ill before, so I know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. We take hold of the word. We speak it over the spiritual condition in the church, which is healthy and going strong, but we want increase. We speak it over the financial position of the church, which is healthy in Jesus' name. We speak it over the growth of the church, because we want growth, because when there's growth, there's life, or it's the signs of life. Amen. God has got big plans. God has got huge plans. It's only limited by what we think he can do. It's only limited by a small, tiny church mentality that just says, let's have a good church in Scarborough. I don't want a good church in Scarborough. I want the best church in Scarborough. Hallelujah. Not because I think the others are bad, but why aim for second best? Hallelujah. We want to be the best that we can possibly be with the anointing that God has placed upon us. And I tell you, that is big. Amen. That is very big. And it's very, very, very big.
Yes.
Amen. So in the third year, while that's coming, we'll sow and reap. I believe in the third year, we'll see a lot more of things being established from which we'll see ever-increasing fruit. I think that's what the Lord is saying there. Amen. Maybe God is already speaking to you about things that you're going to start, things that you're going to do. Amen. Maybe you'll be starting them in this year so that you will see the fruit and the flourishing next year. I don't know what I'm speaking into there, but God will be speaking into the individuals in this congregation saying, start this new. Go for this. I tell you, there are large ministries in the body of this church.
Amen.
Okay, what does that mean? We're going to serve. Because
yes.
That's what ministry means. But there are large ministries in this church, ministries which are effective for the kingdom. Amen. You're being nice to me now. I do like the amens. Anyway, once more it went on to say, a remnant of the house of Judah will take root below and fruit above. And that's what God is doing with us, particularly in the early years. It's like the roots are going down. Amen. We're making sure we're firmly based on the word. All right, if you've only got the word and not got the spirit, it just becomes dry and crackly and brittle. If you've only got the spirit, you'll probably just explode and make a big mess. You need to know the word and the spirit. In any case, the revival that's taking this world is by his word and by his spirit. Okay? You don't get so carried away in the spirit that you forget what the word says, because that you will be easily deceived into things that are not there. Because when the spirit's moving, we get happy, we get joyful, we get emotional. And that's good. You know, God wants us to be happy.
Yes.
Have you ever thought, God likes us to be happy? But we've got to come back to that, because I said Happy New Year. We'll take root below and bear fruit above. What a great promise. Because we're rooted firmly in the word. The Holy Spirit can water that word and we get the fruit.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. For out of Jerusalem will come a remnant, out of Mount Zion a handful of survivors. Amen. Because in world terms, we are a handful. I don't like to sort of think of us as a little, you know, that little bunch of brave survivors. But in world terms, you know, there's not that many of us. But then on the other hand, 11 plus an extra managed to turn the world upside down with the message that Jesus gave them. So there's more than that of us here. All we need is the same dedication, the same willingness to step out that they had, if you like, because everything else is down to God. Remember, there's only one ability that you must have to serve the Lord. If you haven't got it, you will never serve the Lord. It's availability. Everything else comes from God. You've got to be available. Actually, you've got to be a little bit more than available, because you can sit around saying, I'm available, I'm available, I'm available. You've got to actually step out and do something as well. Hallelujah. Anyway, praise the Lord. Happy New Year. Getting as many Happy New Years as we can now. Like, yes. The word happy is a great word. Anybody want to be happy?
Yes.
I mean, you're pretty miserable if you don't. Well, obviously. happy is a good thing. But I think the world takes this word happy and corrupts it. You know, because what they do with the word happy is they demonstrate that you can only get happiness in certain ways. So if I look on my television adverts, I can really only be happy if I use enough cream to stop my skin going wrinkly. You know, then I will know I'm really worth it. Okay? Or maybe, you know, it's having the right supermarket. Apparently now I can be happy if I shop at Aldi. I couldn't before, but now, because of the economic downturn, I can shop at Aldi and I will be happy. Because I will get all the same things at cheaper prices. They've got funny languages on and you're never quite sure what's in the tins, but I will be happy. Sainsbury's will be very unhappy because I'm not going there anymore, but that doesn't matter. And my happiness determines on whether I'm really into the latest song, or the latest hit, or the latest clothes, or the latest hat wearing. Okay? And the funny thing is, all these things does give some sort of happiness. That's the problem with sin. It does make you happy on a very short-term basis. It's a bit like a child will be happy if you allow them to eat all the sweets they want. Here's a sweet shop. Have as much as you want. Have all the sweets. Have all the chocolate sweets. Have everything you want. That child will be very, very happy for a while. And then they will be very, very sick. Okay? And then they won't be so happy. And who will they blame? You. Okay? And who will they blame when you're not allowed to eat everything? You. That's just the way it is. Tough. But that's what we're like with God. You know, we think, why are you making me happy? Why can't I have that swimming pool, Lord? Why can't I have the money for the furry hat? Maybe someone does want a furry hat, you never know. And we think that our happiness is determined on what's around us and our circumstances and everything else. And as I went, and I thought, right, well, let's look into the Word. Let's see what we're saying when we're saying Happy New Year to somebody. Because I hope I'm not, well, in a way, I hope I'm not. I hope I'm not saying to you, Happy New Year, Martin. You're only going to be happy if you've got a Ferrari by 2010. You know? Just make sure it's got a good handbrake on the hill you live. I mean, if somebody gave me a Ferrari, I probably would be quite happy about it until I got the bill for the insurance. Hallelujah. So things do give a kind of temporary happiness, but not the kind of happiness that is biblical, that is sustaining, that is life enriching. Amen? So what do we got here? Well, I've got this, because what I did was I thought, right, I'm going to get some scriptures. You know, I'm a great fan. You probably noticed I take an area of the Bible and I preach just from that. But this morning I got, I don't know, about 19 different scriptures, which isn't how I usually speak. But there you go. So anyway, I went to Psalm 40. And remember, this is a year of fruitfulness. And that's something to be happy about. Hallelujah. Psalm 40, verse 4. And I looked to the Amplified Bible, because most Bibles will just start with the word blessed. And that sounds nice and religious. But we can put in there the word happy. In fact, the Amplified Bible expands it out as, blesses 40 verse 4, blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied. Now you see, a lot of worldly happiness is based in envy. They think, you see, you know, if you live in a terraced house, you're envious of the person with a nice semi. If you're in the semi, you're envious of the person that's got a decent detached house. If you're in your detached house, you're envious of the person that's got 5 bedrooms. And there's that sort of, you know, you've never quite got enough. That's why no matter what your income is, most people are slightly in debt. Some people are a lot in debt. Most people spend a bit more than they got coming in. If you're the UK, you're spending a lot more than you've got coming in. Okay? But and But that's because we think we can find happiness by doing that. But here, it says that we are to be envied. And actually we are. You know, if people knew how much we have in Christ, they would truly be envious. The only thing is they can have it. So they don't need to be envious. We have health. We have strength. We have prosperity. We have a future. We have a plan for our lives. We have a relationship with the Lord Jesus. We have a place in eternity.
Yes.
Amen? Aren't these things brilliant? Blessed, happy, envied to be envied. Blessed, happy, fortunate to be envied is the man who makes the Lord his refuge and trust. A happy man is somebody who trusts the Lord. Why? Because you aren't worried about anything else then. God will sort it. Whatever it is, God will sort it. No wonder we're to be envied. We haven't got to worry about the credit crunch. We haven't got to worry about plummeting house prices. We haven't got to worry if we've got a job or we've not got a job. We don't have to, because we can trust in the Lord. Who makes the Lord his refuge and trust and turns to the proud, not to the proud or to the followers of false gods. You're not looking to something else to provide for you. You're not looking to something else to make you happy. You go first to the Lord. The Message Bible, instead of saying, trying to get out this idea of being fortunate to be a man who makes the Lord his God, it actually says, lucky is the man who makes the Lord his God. Well, there's a worldly way of putting it. You're really lucky, you know? Oh, you're so lucky. It always works out well for you. There's actually some truth in that. It's not luck. Hallelujah. Psalm 32. You want to be happy? Oh, thank you. You were all looking up Psalm 32. It was unfair. I know. Yeah, Psalm 32, verse 1. Blessed, in other words, happy, fortunate, to be envied, is he whose sins are covered. Why is another reason you can be happy? Because you're forgiven.
Amen.
You see, the thing with happiness is there's a choice to be happy. Because all we have to do is remember, I trust God, my sins are forgiven. The rest of the world, whether you believe in God or not, everybody, some have a stronger one than others, but everybody has some sort of conscience. Everybody carries an awareness of sin. Why across the world do you find religions that are that there's some measure of obtaining, being let off or forgiven or getting away from the sinful man that we are so that we can be good enough for God? Because God planted it in man in the first place. Hallelujah. Because there is that need to be clean so that we can be in that perfect relationship with him. Who's happy? The one who's forgiven. Amen. Who's forgiven?
Yes.
Say, you're happy.
Yes.
Some of you haven't realized that for 36 years. Hallelujah. And when the world and the circumstances and the pressures of life around you come against you, you think, right, okay, happy am I because the Lord is my God and I trust in him. Happy am I because my sins are forgiven. Hallelujah. And we speak the word over, because whenever our lives don't match up with the word, we speak the word over our lives so that the Spirit, by his word and by his Spirit, will work in our lives. The power of God will work in our lives so that we actually are with a smile on our face as well. Hallelujah. I'm not a great believer in that sort of, you know, deep Christian joy. It's so deep down, nobody's seen it for 47 years. But it's in there. I'm joyful, sister. Repent! You must have done something wrong. You sinner! Oh, I'm so happy. We'll all be happy if we repent. But actually, it's true. Hallelujah. You want to be happy? Repent. There's nothing worse than carrying sin around. Hallelujah. Out of a sense of, I don't know, what is it? Why do we sometimes not go and get forgiven? Is it that I've done it again? Do you think God can't forgive you again? Has he run out? Is he going to turn around and say to you, actually, you've done it this time. I hadn't realized you'd do it this much. Sorry, Jesus just wasn't enough for you. Hallelujah. God's never going to turn around and write off what his son did and say, I'm sorry, you've blown it. That's it, that's just too much. You know, that's 71 times 7. I've been counting. I'm divine. I know the number of hairs on your head. No, God's not like that. Hallelujah. Well, that is really good news. Blessed is the man. Blessed, happy, fortunate to be envied is the man whose sin the Lord does not count against him. Amen. Why? Because you can meet with him. That's why worship is so important, so fundamental to everything that God is doing. Because in worship and worship together, we can meet with the Lord. Yes, we've got to meet with the Lord on our own as well, obviously. If the Lord makes you happy, why avoid him? All right? But then together, there's a corporate thing that God does amongst us together, isn't there? Happy is the man whose sin does not count against him, and in whose spirit is no deceit. There's another thing that's designed by the enemy to be used to destroy your happiness. If you're involved in deceit, it will worry away. Worry away your relationship with the Lord. This is why sin has to be dealt with. Yes. All right? Because it worries away at us. Hallelujah. Come on, Jesus. Work in our life. It worries away and destroys the relationship with God. Even though you're forgiven, you carry around a false sense of condemnation that, oh, I've done it too much. I've blown it. I've done it again. It's false. God is too big for your little sin. Your sin is huge in terms of what it cost. It cost the life of Jesus, but it's small in terms of the love of God towards you. Amen. Don't carry deceit. Don't lie. Don't rip off DVDs. Don't download stuff you shouldn't download. It all just niggles away at your relationship with the Lord. It's so normal in our society to just tell a little lie here, to just do a little thing. It's expected by the tax forms that you will not be honest. It's built into the system. But you have to be, because you don't want that little worry to get in there and start niggling away at your relationship with the Lord. Amen? Amen. The world is normal. For us, it's disastrous. Hallelujah. When I kept silent, he describes what it's like. My bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. It's like an illness. It's like a sickness that gets in you. If you feel grotty, not because you've had the flu, but if you're feeling grotty, it's probably because there's something wrong in your relationship with the Lord, because happy is the man who's right with God. Amen. Who wants to be happy?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Anyway, for day and night his hand was heavy upon me, my strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. Have you been there? You know, when you just don't want to go, I like this sin, thank you. I want to keep it. Can't you just in your divine majesty ignore it for a while? You used to. Have you got some used to ones? He never used to pick on me for this one. I was quite happy with this one. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess. Therefore, let everyone who is godly pray to you while you might be found. Surely when the mighty waters rise, they will not reach him. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. You know, whatever is happening in the world around us, whatever is happening economically, we're happy because he's our hiding place. He's our deliverance. Here's your word. Here's the word to pray against it when it's coming against you. He will protect me from trouble. Because if you are a Christian, you will have trouble. If you are alive, you will have trouble. It goes with life. It's competitive. Whether you're an animal, a human, or a plant, there's everything. It's competitive. Trouble will come against you, but the Lord will protect you. Amen? Happy is he. The Lord is his God. And then God says, I will instruct you and teach you. I will teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch all over you. Okay? The Psalm 83, if you're skipping through your Bible. 83 verse 4. How happy are those who can live in your house, always singing your praises. Amen? People who praise God are happy. You know, why do I always think it's important for the worship to, at least initially, be lively anyway? You know, why is it important to enjoy praise, to jump up and down a bit and to dance around and not be bound to your purple chair? Why is it? Because happy are those who praise the Lord. It's actually very hard to rejoice in the Lord and sing songs and remain miserable. You have to make the choice to rejoice. Amen. And so, you know, above all else before, if you're going, above all else before all others, I wonder what's for dinner. It doesn't inspire you. But if you get lost in the song, and I know we've got differing levels of energy, but, you know, use the energy that God has given you, and the joy of the Lord will renew your strength, and you'll find you've got more. Amen. Hallelujah. I must admit, when we started praising today, and I was jumping up and down, I thought, my goodness, I haven't done this for a while. My body's saying, this is too much. Stop. But I know that happy is he who praises the Lord. Yes. You know, there's no better way to get happy than get together with God's people in a good praise meeting and begin to praise. Yes. Whenever you're at your most lowest, that is the time when you've got to get in there. That is the time when God will turn you around. And believe me, you know, the number of times I've started in a praise session, and I've not wanted to praise, you know, but my God is my God, not my feelings. Jesus is my Lord, not the circumstances that have put me in a mess. So I start praising God. And you know what? You get happy. You get happy. Sometimes when I'm standing here, I thought, oh, I sound so southern. Hallelujah. Maybe I'll learn a Yorkshire accent. Happy are those who can live in your house always singing your praises. There's a way to get happy, and it works. It does. We can fight sometimes with feelings of unhappiness, which come in from worldly models and things that have happened to us, and we remember, no, I'm happy because I'm forgiven. Actually, none of that counts. I'm happy. I'm happy because I'm the man that makes the Lord my refuge. I am a man that trusts in God. I'm happy. I can rejoice. And even if I don't feel happy, by rejoicing, I might even feel happy. Yes. Amen? It works brilliantly. That's why I nag the poor old BVs incessantly. Don't I, Kate? I say, come on, look happy. Dance. You know? One day, they'll discover... No. mean. Okay. But, you know, be happy. I love how Steve, in his leading, has sort of... He's transformed over the past few months. He used to lead very still and very quiet and very quick. But now he's got such a freedom. But he made the choice. He just decided, I'm going to do this. And as he's done it, God has anointed him more, and he's got stronger and stronger. Elka's another one. Isn't it a joy to have Elka up there, bouncing around while she's... Yes. That's how you play keyboard. Hallelujah. She's coming back in February. Nigel's not so sure, but that's what Elka wants. Well, I know why Elka wants it, because when she's up there leading, you see, when you're leading, you have to make the choice. Yes. Otherwise, you look a right idiot, don't you? So she makes the choice to rejoice when she's up there, which she does often when you're down there. And she gets happy. She gets strength from the Lord. It pushes her relationship on with him. But the thing is, you don't have to be there. If you just make exactly the same choice when you're out there, hallelujah, you get the same joy, the same happiness. And you, you know, well, you might not want to go home like this. But you can. Hallelujah. 89 verse 15, blessed are the people, it's the same thing, who know the passwords of praise. In other words, blessed are those who praise him, who shout on parade in the bright presence of the Lord. I like that one. Who shout on parade in the presence of the Lord. You know, oh, how many times have I had it said to me, you don't need to shout, God isn't deaf. That's not in the Bible, okay? It's not there. There's so much stuff in here that says, shout to the Lord. Yeah. Maybe he is deaf. I don't know. But he keeps... Of course he isn't, no. But he does say shout. Why does God say shout? Because it's much more difficult to go, oh, praise you, Jesus, and stay miserable than it is to say, praise you, Jesus, I thank you. Thank you that you saved me. You're all right, really, Lord. Yeah. when you start expressing it, because we were made body, soul, and spirit. And our bodies have to get involved. C.S. Lewis was very, very strong on that. You know, he was saying, that's why you pray on your knees sometimes. That's why you get on your face sometimes. It's not just what's going on in your mind. It's the whole being. Body, soul, and spirit. And your soul is your mind, your will, your emotions. It's your emotions. It's okay to get happy about your praise. It's okay to be joyful. It's good. God keeps speaking it over us. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed are those people who know the passwords of praise. Hallelujah. It's probably, in my experience of passwords, it's probably capital P-A-S-S-W-O-R. Hallelujah. Who shout on parade in the bright presence of God. Delighted, look at this, they dance all day long. Now that's a praise meeting. Hallelujah. I dare you do that one day. Dance the whole day long. It's there. Hallelujah. They know who you are and what you do. They can't keep it quiet. Your vibrant beauty has gotten inside us. You've been so good to us, we're walking on air. This is the message. You may have spotted that by now. All our one, all we are and all we owe to God, holy God of Israel, our King. Amen. Amen. He's trying to get, isn't he, the writer, that sense of, oh, it's fantastic. Walking on the air makes me think of the snowman, but you know. We're walking through the air with you, Lord. Anyway, you didn't know it's me, did you? Little known fact, that one. That's wrong. Psalm 92, verse 4. Here's another one. You made me so happy, God. I saw your work and I shouted for joy. How did he get happy? He looked at what God was doing. Yes. Look at what God is doing in your life. Look at what God is doing in this church. Take a look around at what a fantastic bunch of people there are here. You know, there are such an awesome bunch of people in this church, isn't there? Don't laugh like that, Donna. You're one of them. You are awesome. Donna is awesome.
Yeah.
She's looking so embarrassed. Why don't everybody point at her? Happy New Year to you. It's awesome people in this church, experienced in the Lord, know the Lord. The Lord is their God. It's fantastic. Hallelujah. Everybody's getting really, really nervous now. Emma, don't worry, I'm not going to mention you. This is Emma, by the way, Joanne's niece. But I won't mention it because I wouldn't want to embarrass her because it's her first... No, it's your second time here, isn't it? Oh, that's... I will mention it then. So she's here, everybody. It's very dangerous to be a visitor here, I'm sorry. Hallelujah. There's so many brilliant... It's Eileen, isn't she awesome?
Yeah.
Richard and Joyce, aren't they awesome? Yeah. Mike and Katie, aren't they awesome? Chris, isn't she awesome?
Yeah.
Chris, isn't she awesome? Yeah. Hallelujah. Tony, isn't she awesome?
Yeah.
Paddy and Gwen, aren't they fantastic? Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, dearie me, there's so many good people in this church. David, right down the back there, hiding, yeah, dreading the fact I might mention him. Isn't he great?
Yeah.
All those guys out there working with the children, aren't they awesome?
Yeah.
Isn't it awesome that Shona's here today?
Yeah.
You know, you think, well, you've been a bit embarrassing, Paul, but sometimes we forget how great people are.
Yeah.
You know? Andy and Carol, don't you just love them?
Yes.
Yeah? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God's good. Dennis and Leslie, they're really nice, aren't they? Yeah? Don't you like them?
Yes.
Yeah, I love that. They're really, really good people. Leslie's not here, but never mind. Jim and Pat, they're great too, aren't they?
Yes.
The trouble is, I can't say anymore. I'll start missing people out and I'll get offended, so I won't do anymore. I love this. You make me so happy, God. I saw your work and I shouted for joy. How magnificent your work, God. How profound your thoughts. Dullards never notice what you do. Fools never do get it. Don't be an idiot. Don't be a dullard. Have you ever used the word dullard? I can just see that, you know, at high school. Oh, you dullard. Yeah, that's a really in word, that one. You idiot. Idiots never notice what you do. Why are you an idiot if you don't notice what God's doing? Because if you notice what God is doing, you will be happy.
Yes.
You see, oh my goodness, God has done this in my life.
Yes.
God, save me from this. God, save me from my sin. God, help me in these circumstances. You look around your church and you think, oh my goodness, God has just raised up a fantastic bunch of people. Isn't it awesome, the number of people coming to my church? Oh, what a great worship team we've got in my church. Hallelujah. Yeah. Do you ever really give thanks to God for the brilliant things?
Yes.
Amen? Amen. Oh, praise God. What else have I got here? Psalm 106. Happy are those who deal justly with others and always do what is right. That's a good one. Hallelujah. We've touched on that really, haven't we? Psalm 112 verse 1. Happy are those who fear the Lord. Because if you haven't got that respect and reverence for God, you will get into those little things that nag away at your faith. You will just do the little bit of dishonesty because it's easier. Yeah, you will just cheat on the taxes or you will cheat on the benefits, just that little bit because it's easier. You won't bother telling the council about that thing because it's easier. But actually, happy are those who fear the Lord. Yes, happy are those who delight in doing what he commands. You want to be really happy? Do what God has told you to do.
Yes.
If he's told you to go and see your neighbour, go and see him. Even if it's with your knees knocking. In fear and trepidation, just do it and you will be happy. And actually then you will have that sense of almost euphoria when you come out, having done what God, it's amazing, the sense of yes, when you do something you didn't want to do, but you knew God was telling you to do it. Amen? You with me on all these? Happy is the person who finds wisdom and gains understanding. Get into the Word of God. Read it in the morning, or whenever you read it, but read it. Get into it. It's great that there's so many Where the Spirit groups that are getting into the Word. As long as you get into the Word so you can go out. Amen? Because those who look into the Word and do nothing are deceived, James says. So it's very dangerous studying the Word of God. He speaks to you, and then you have to do it. Some people have just resolved not to. I won't read the Word then. God blesses you when you are mocked and persecuted and lied about because you are my followers. Be happy about it. Now that is not a worldly picture of happiness. Why are you happy? Be very glad, for a great reward awaits you in heaven. I think sometimes, I know I do, I don't keep my eyes enough on the fact what is waiting for us up there. What a great reward is building up for us. It's kind of an old-fashioned thing to think of, a motivation in reward, but that's because God put it in place. You know, people do work for reward, and God, it's good and godly and right to reward when people are doing things. Peter writes, be happy if you're insulted for being a Christian, for then the glorious Spirit of God will come upon you. If you suffer, however, it must not be for murder, stealing, making trouble, or praying into other people's affairs. We all know Christians who get into trouble because they're just obnoxious. You know, they go around being obnoxious and then people are nasty to them and they say, oh, that's because I'm in the Lord. That's not, it's because you're obnoxious. Hallelujah. So when we're doing the right stuff, not murdering people, but it's no shame to suffer for being a Christian. Praise God for the privilege of being called by his wonderful name. Amen. I'm going to finish with the last one. The most obvious one of happiness things is the Sermon on the Mount, isn't it? Where Jesus says, blessed. It's interesting that in the Amplified here, as Jesus starts to speak, it says, blessed. And then in brackets it has, happy, done that one, to be envied, spiritually prosperous, with life, joy, and satisfaction in God's favor and salvation, regardless of their outward conditions. No wonder Jesus just said, blessed. I don't think the Sermon on the Mount would have quite the same ring to it if he said that every line. But it is good to know it's there. Blessed, happy, to be envied, and spiritually prosperous with life, joy, and satisfaction in God's favor and salvation, regardless of their outward conditions, are the poor in spirit. That is, the humble who rate themselves insignificant in themselves, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Insignificant in yourself and very precious in Christ. Amen. Blessed and enviably happy with a happiness produced by the experience of God's favor and especially conditioned by the revelation of his matchless grace are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. This is like the sort of council, borough council edition of the Sermon on the Mount, isn't it? All the extra language. blessed, happy, blithesome, joyous, spiritually prosperous, with life, joy, and satisfaction in God's favor and salvation, regardless of their outward conditions, are the meek, the mild, the patient, the long-suffering, for they shall inherit the earth. Hallelujah. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Those who are humble before God. That's quite a promise. Those who are humble before, in other words, those who acknowledge who they are before God and who God has made them. Because to be humble before God is to say, I'm a king. I'm a son of the living God. I am made righteous. I am holy. It's the humble thing to say. In my own strength, I am nothing. But in Christ, I am holy. I am righteous. And these meek people are happy because they know who they are and they know that they shall inherit the earth. The earth's ours. Scarborough, Yorkshire, it belongs to us. It belongs to us. We're blessed. Amen. Blessed, happy, to be envied and spiritually prosperous with life, joy and satisfaction in God's favour and salvation regardless of their outward conditions are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. You want to be happy? Go and forgive people. Blessed, happy, enviably fortunate and spiritually prosperous, possessing the happiness produced by the experience of God's favour and especially conditioned by the revelation of his grace regardless of their outward conditions, are the pure in heart. You know, you really do, in many ways, need this expansion on the word blessed. Yes. And to see why we're so happy. Yes. We're happy because we've got God's favour. Yes. It's not going to go wrong. It's not all going to end in disaster. Amen. We're not all going to be sitting around in 2010 saying, well, that was nice. Never mind. Let's go to St. Mary's now. It's not just going to stop. God's doing something. Amen. He's doing something in Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. He's doing something in St. Mary's. Yes. He's doing something in Scarborough Christian Fellowship. Yes. He's here to move in Ebenezer Baptist and in St. Martin's and in St. John's. Yes. Yes. Amen? We want to see God move in the church.
Amen.
I'll give you a couple more and then we'll finish. Blessed and happy and enviably fortunate and spiritually prosperous in the state in which the born-again child of God enjoys and finds satisfaction in God's favour and salvation, regardless of his outward conditions, are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, that is, for being and doing right, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Oh, there's for this one as well then. Blessed, happy, to be envied and spiritually prosperous with life, joy and satisfaction in God's favour and salvation regardless of the outward conditions are you when people revile you and persecute you and say all kinds of things evil against you falsely on my account. Be glad and supremely joyful for your reward in heaven is great, strong and intense. For in the same way people persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its taste, its strength and its quality, how can its saltiness be restored? It's not good for anything any longer but to be thrown out and trod underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Why are you happy? Because we've just been set in this city on the hill for others to see the light so they can be rescued from unhappiness. So they can be rescued from not having joy. So they can be rescued from weakness. So they can be rescued from sickness. So they can be rescued from need. So they can be rescued from want. So they can be rescued from abuse. So they can be rescued from the very pit of hell that sin has led them into. So that they can repent before God, be forgiven, and live this glorious, happy life that God has given us. Amen. 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 Well, praise God. I tell you what, it's 22, but shall we have a happy song?
Yes. Yeah.
I don't feel there's any call for ministry this morning. The real ministry this morning is people saying, I'm going to be happy.
Amen. Yes.
Hallelujah. I'm going to be happy because God has made me that way. So band, zoom forward
Hallelujah.
Be upstanding in your places, or not in your places, in a bit of space. And let's just rejoice in God. If you're not feeling like rejoicing this morning, this is a good place to start.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.